Chapter 20. The Ascent. Chapter 20 begins as Peter and Thomas climb the Tree of Perception. Peter races upward with excitement, while Thomas climbs more slowly, gripping the bark and apprehensive about the height. The path upward is clear, but the uneven steps require focus, discipline, and a willingness to continue when the climb becomes uncomfortable. Near the top, Peter discovers that the flickering lights he had seen from below are hundreds of large fireflies. Theo tells the boys that the fireflies are signaling someone of their arrival. The insects then form a stream of light and lead them to a platform high in the tree. There, Peter sees a magnificent peacock surrounded by the fireflies. Thomas, however, initially sees only what he assumes is another branch. Even after he recognizes that it may be a large bird, he sees it as drab and nearly dirt-colored, while Peter sees a creature of extraordinary beauty. Samuel, the perception peacock, immediately challenges Thomas's conclusion. Something may seem true from a person's perspective without actually being true. As the conversation continues, the differences in each boy's perspective becomes more apparent. When Samuel questions Peter about keeping Felix in a cage, the boy becomes visibly embarrassed and uncomfortable. All of a sudden, Samuel's feathers then appear less vibrant to Peter. Later, when Peter learns that Samuel is Theo's friend and begins to relax, the feathers again appear bright and radiant to him. Towards the end of the chapter, Thomas notices a change, but Peter does not. The chapter does not explain every detail of these changes, but it repeatedly shows that the boys' perceptions are not the same. Samuel then tells the boys that the treasure they seek is not buried somewhere beyond their reach. It is all around them, always present, and even within them, though they do not yet see it. To explain what he means, Samuel asks them to close their eyes and then asks whether they can see him. He has done everything necessary for them to perceive and enjoy what is before them. He is standing directly in front of them in a well-lit place, with his wings open and his tail fanned out, yet their own eyelids keep them from seeing him. This is the chapter's central allegorical movement and will be developed further in later chapters. God has not withheld the glorious reality believers possess in Christ, though our perception and enjoyment of them may be disrupted. The chapter ends with Peter and Thomas recognizing the question Samuel has brought them to consider: why can one person see something another cannot see? And why might that change from one moment to the next? Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. God often invites us to move to a different place from which we can see our situation more clearly. Can you think of a time when God changed the perspective you had of your circumstance rather than changing the circumstance itself? What became visible only after your perspective changed? Number 2. Have you ever been in the predicament where you and another person view the same situation quite differently? What was that like? Why was there such a difference between each of your perspectives? Were either of you able to see the whole picture, or did you each only see in part? Number 3. This chapter identifies Samuel as Theo's Greek scholar friend. The peacock's experience with this biblical language will be helpful to the boys in future chapters. Have you ever tried studying the original biblical texts for yourself, even just looking up the original definition of a single word? What insight did you gain into that particular passage of Scripture? Why might it be important to study the original phrasing, word definitions, cultural contexts, or related references while studying the Bible, rather than simply reading your particular translation of the text? Number 4. In the closed eyes illustration, Samuel had done everything necessary for the boys to perceive and enjoy what stood before them. He was not hiding or withholding himself. Their inability to see him was not caused by Samuel. How might this relate to our understanding of God and our perception of him? How might this apply to the way we view ourselves and each other? Island Insights. God has not withheld the truth of who he is, what Christ has accomplished, or the glorious reality believers now possess in him, yet we so often fail to perceive, enjoy, or live from what is already true. This issue is not solved by pretending that we see what we do not see, forcing ourselves to feel differently, or merely repeating words we hope will become real. The chapter calls us to humility and honesty. We must be willing to acknowledge that our perspective is limited and that something within us may be hindering our ability to see. Peter saw what Thomas did not see, but Peter also failed to see what Thomas later saw. Neither boy had complete sight. That truth should make us patient with others, cautious about our own conclusions, and willing to let God expose the closed eyelids in our hearts. As he does, we increasingly recognize what has been true all along: his presence, his provision, his eternal purposes, and the life he's already given to us in Christ.